You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a wet weekend for New South Wales, with the wild weather disrupting public transport and causing floods. About 50 schools have been temporarily closed today, and some bridges have been shut along the Hawkesbury River. Andrew Richards from the New South Wales State Emergency Service says Narrabeen Lagoon has had lots of rain.
There are lots of trees down. There is still power outages, I believe, this morning as a result of the gale force winds that hit the coast. There are a number of reports of trees down on people's properties, on people's cars, as a result of the high winds and the wet weather that hit the area.
Emergency crews have been called to more than 200 rescues, mainly for cars driving through floodwaters. And a search is underway for a car washed off a causeway at Golston Gorge. Over the weekend, 15,000 calls were made to the New South Wales Fire and Rescue Service, which was three times as many as during the peak of the bushfire season. The dangerous conditions prompted evacuation orders, but Mr. Richards says most of those happened on Sunday night.
Once the river subsides, we could expect a lot of those people to be returned, but at the moment those evacuation orders are still in place.
There has also been a downpour in Queensland's southeast, which has led to several flood warnings. Several beaches on the Gold Coast, a popular destination for tourists, have been closed because of rough seas. The rain has been welcome for communities after more than 65% of Queensland was declared partially or fully in drought last December. Near the New South Wales border, Southern Downs Mayor Tracy Dobie says the rain total so far this year has already exceeded the levels that fell for all of last year.
Well, it is a huge relief for our community, for our rural residents most particularly. This means water in their house tanks and full dams in their paddocks. For our urban residents, for everyone actually across the region, just the relief of seeing this rain.
Councillor Dobie says water storage levels have improved, but water is still being transported from Connolly Dam to Stanthorpe.
The catchment has been so dry, the whole region has been so dry, that the water has really only just started to run this last 24 hours. So we're hoping that for Storm King Dam near Stanthorpe, there will be further inflow over the next couple of days.
In Western Australia, heavy rain is expected in the northern goldfields today. Former tropical cyclone Damien has dissipated after striking the WA coast near Dampier, but showers are continuing. Meantime, in Victoria, there is also a weather warning in place for East Gippsland, where up to 50 millimetres of rain could fall on Monday, and even more close to the New South Wales border. The town of Mallacoota, which was evacuated during the bushfire crisis, could be hit hard again, but this time with rain. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.